Now, we'll come back to the resignation of the Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley from the party and the referral of matters by the party to An Garda Síochána. On this programme earlier, Mary Lou MacDonald said she wasn't in a position to comment on the substance of that allegation against Brian Stanley. She said, as per party rules, when the complaint was made against Deputy Stanley, it was inquired into. Inquiries were carried out in August through September and completed on the 4th of October, and she said this was entirely proper. She said, had the initial complaint been of a criminal nature, it would have gone straight to An Garda Síochána. In any event, she said it was not. In the course of the inquiries, a counter-allegation was also made. The initial process concluded. It was written up, she said, and sent to both parties for accuracy and comment and so on, as per good procedure. Deputy MacDonald said, for an abundance of caution, they have now referred matters to An Garda. Listening to that interview, and with us now is Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. Fionnán, where are we now in relation to Brian Stanley and Sinn Féin and what has happened over the past 24 or 48 hours?
We are none the wiser about the point at which this became a potentially criminal matter to be referred to An Garda Síochána. A row over who becomes the Cumann secretary, who's booking the bus for the Ardèche, or who's collecting the membership fees in a branch are not matters that you would refer to An Garda Síochána. They're internal administrative matters that you would deal with through an internal party system. What has happened here is a complaint and a counter-allegation have been made. They were dealt with by three people, all of whom were members of the party, reporting back into the party structures. For 10 weeks that those allegations were being investigated. And it's only at this point, when the individual resigns from the party, that the matter is referred to An Garda Síochána. So again, it begs the question, at what point between August the 2nd and October 13th did this merit referring it to An Garda Síochána, and why did it not happen before yesterday?
Now, our phone lines are open to Brian Stanley. We would welcome an opportunity to talk to him this morning to get clarity from his side. But he resigned on Saturday night and issued a statement really challenging the nature of the inquiry that was made against him, calling it a type of kangaroo court.
Yeah, so a few details from Mary Lou MacDonald this morning. We have a written complaint on August the 2nd. Yesterday, the complaint was made in late July, so one has to presume there was some sort of verbal complaint to somebody before that. Or is that the dates were wrong in the statement
yesterday? 2nd of August was what she said to us.
Yeah, the 2nd of August, the Friday of the bank holiday weekend. There is then an internal process convened, a barrister and two members. Mm-hmm. So this is apparently open, transparent and independent, yet all three of them are members of the party. Statements are taken by both parties. At some point, a counter-allegation is made and that's not clear
and
when exactly that happens.
Interviews with both parties
interviews
as well.
With both parties. Both parties get an opportunity to respond to what each side is saying, and then written up, their phrase written up keeps on getting used, and they are referred over and back, and then that matter preliminary basis seems to come to a conclusion 10 days ago on October the 4th. But there are no firm recommendations, there's no conclusions. It's merely referred on to the two parties. And while Mary Lou MacDonald is aware of the process, she's not aware of the details. So Brian Stanley has given his version that this is akin to a kangaroo court. And Mary Lou says it is an entirely independent, transparent process.
And that's where we're at this point. They will be in the Dáil tomorrow. There will be further questions. But Fionnán Sheehan, we must leave it there for now. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.